So to give you some context and really where I start with what is the normal attorney-client relationship? Typically, it's akin to a principal-agent relationship, although it's more complicated, as we all know from our years of legal ethics study. It's not a simple principal-agent relationship, but it's a lot like that. In that sense, the lawyer is as a ship with no crew until there's a client that gives the direction that says where to go and how to get there. So you see a lot of relationship issues here where the client is typically going to choose the lawyer, maybe among alternative options, empower the lawyer to act, take some legal position or make an appearance that the lawyer did not have that capacity for before until empowered by the client, and then give direction to the lawyer as well of what to say, what to do, what are our goals. What changes then when you have it in the context of government is the context of all those factors. The Attorney General is empowered by the Constitution to represent the state. The Attorney General is empowered by the legislature to take on certain responsibilities, both as a plaintiff's lawyer and as a defense lawyer. And the Attorney General is elected by the voters. And it's an often forgotten point here, but this is, in the big picture of our governmental process, important, because the Attorney General is intended to be an independent part of the governmental scheme across our state. Those are the three sources of power that allow the Attorney General to take some action. And then the client, directed by the Constitution and by statutes and by case law, is the state of Texas. Then you have to ask, well, what is that? What is the state of Texas? It's like,